He wants to hold your face and look into your eyes and say, you are my beloved. I don't care what was. I don't care. My son died on the cross and rose again for that.
Welcome to Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch. Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch exists to provide a safe and positive experience for children and families. To learn about the saving hope of Jesus Christ in an authentic Western environment. Your papa is very fond of you. He sent his son to a cross to die for whatever sin you've committed. Listen as Troy Meter, Chief Executive Officer and co-founder, encourages you to not pick up that sin again and drag it around like a ball and chain.
I don't know what's going on in your life, but you're here. And the whole reason that we gather, forgive me, I don't want this to sound, it's not church. It's an expression of love to our Creator. Because we get so wrapped up in these weird things that sound like what it's supposed to sound like, and all we want to do here is just worship our Creator and celebrate Him. Coming from different bodies, different places, different church, who cares? We come together here to just celebrate the goodness of our God. Amen? You need to hear this. I don't know what is going on. There are probably, if we're all the same, a lot of us in this room, and there's trouble and there's trials and there's things that have happened in our life and there's things that are just anchors and stuff that just is going on. There's just stuff. And I wouldn't even ask you guys to raise your hand, but I'm sure all of us, especially if we got a little bit of gray hair, we just got stuff that's just kind of hanging on. And we go places like this, and we have these moments, and we lay it before the Lord, and then it's just, Lord Jesus, we just go back and pick it up, and then we pick it up, and then we pick it up. I want you to hear this from the Lord, and I'm certainly no prophet. I'm just Troy. I remember we were watching Aquaman last night, and the actor said, I'm just a blunt instrument. And I'm just a blunt instrument. But I love Jesus, man. I know He's speaking to you guys when I say this to you, that your papa is so fond of you. Your daddy is so fond of you, each and every one of you. That movie, Watching the Shack, and I just fell to my knees as I was just like, oh my gosh, Lord. He asked the person that was playing God, is there anyone you're not fond of? And she said, no. Your daddy's so fond of you, Papa Daddy, God the Father. The prodigal son coming home and seeing the face of his father for the first time in who knows how long, years. And I don't know where you're at. I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know. I do know that he's waiting for that moment to meet you face to face, eyes to eyes, holding in the face. Get this. I'm shaking because this is so from the Lord. He wants to hold your face and look into your eyes and say, you are my beloved. I don't care what was. I don't care. My son died on the cross and rose again for that. It's done. It's gone. And we keep grabbing, don't we? If we're really honest with ourselves, bitterness, anger, frustration, sexual sin, whatever it is, we go to the altar and we ask the Lord to crucify it. And He does it. And then we go and pick it up again. And we drag it around like a ball and chain. When the Lord's saying, my blood is sufficient, Jesus is saying to you right now, my blood is sufficient and my daddy's crazy about you because of the blood I shed on the cross. When we sing Goodness of God, when we sing this song, you gotta know that your Jesus is so crazy about you and He doesn't care. He doesn't care. Does that mean we get to go out and just sin? And no, because we crucify ourselves daily. His mercies are new every morning, and we seek His face every day. The Bible says, if you seek me, you will find me. God's not chasing after you. Sorry. He's done the work on the cross. Our life is to seek after Him. If you seek me, you will find me. And when we find Him, there's that release of going, I'm in my Father's arms, man. And I don't care what you say, and I don't care what you say, and I don't care how you what you think, and what I don't care. Because I'm focused on my Jesus, and that's all that matters. Your papa daddy is telling you, right, I am fond of you, deeply fond of you. Picture the face of your father. What did Adam see coming out of the mud? The very first thing he saw was God the Father. Can you imagine looking into the eyes of God the Father? The first thing you see is, whoa, dude, you're awesome. And God looks back and goes, no, whoa, dude, you're my favorite creation. You are his special possession. The Bible says that. Did you know that? You are his special possession above everything else. He loves creation. He loves it. Dogs and elk and cats and horses and grass and flowers. But you are the number one. You are the crown jewel of his life. I don't care what you did. He doesn't care either. He died for that. He lives for what's coming. Amen? He lives for your future. Would you grab a hold of that reality and that truth? The goodness of God. There is nothing in him that is not good. And he's crazy about you. Amen? Amen. Everybody's heads bowed, eyes closed. There's business being done in this room. Business being done. Jesus. Father, in this moment, I pray, Lord Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would move. Lord Jesus, only you can change a life. There's nothing here, Lord, on this planet, no book to read, no person to talk to, no school to go to, no counselor to see. It's all good. Those are tools. Those are great things, Lord. Those are things you've provided. But you are the author of life. You are the author of change. You are the author of a whole heart. It only happens when we submit ourselves to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when we say, yes, Lord. Father, I pray tonight that there are those in this room that have been searching forever to let go of that stuff, whatever that might be. I don't know what it is, but you know. And I pray, Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would move amongst each and every one of us, Lord God, and that you would change hearts and that we would look into the face of our King and go, you are the only answer. Nothing else matters. No fast car, no fancy house, no perfect job. There is nothing in this world that can satisfy a heart that longs for its creator. And Father, tonight that, Lord Jesus, you would do that. And that, Jesus, you would knock on the doors of all of our crusty, old, hard hearts. And you would say, will you just let me in? What a life I have for you. Freedom. We're singing that song, freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. That comes through the blood of Jesus. You died on the cross to set us free. Thank you, Jesus. Father, that you would do that now and that hearts would be changing. Hearts would be changing in this moment, in this simple little place. Father, we worship you and we praise you and we love you because you are worthy. You're the only one worthy. You're the only one worthy. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen, amen. Let me just share a couple things with you guys. Like I said, I don't know where we're going to go, but God knows. I was going to share tonight about royalty. I said earlier that your papa is very fond of you. When we say yes to the King of Kings with a penitent heart, we go, Lord, I'm yours. I'm tired of fighting. I'm just tired of it. Anybody ever get just tired of the stuff? I mean, it's just, yeah, really? And life just throws curveball after curveball after curveball. And I'm not saying that following Jesus is going to be any easier. Certainly not. A lot of times it's a lot more difficult. But the truth of the matter is there's this beautiful, secure place in only him and only what he can do in the life of his creation. He's the creator, not you and not me. No church, no book. Kim and I get criticized a lot because we don't read others' books. And it's like, you know what? With respect, I don't want to read somebody else's interpretation of Jesus. I want to read about Jesus. And so only him. And so, guys, he's crazy about you. The Bible says that you are his chosen people. When you say yes to Jesus and you become a part of that family of God, in that saved by grace, washed in the blood of Jesus, you're chosen, man. And Jesus, the Father, crazy about you and loves you. Amen. I want you guys to just enjoy the evening together as a family. And then May 14th, we will be in our new building. So tell your friends, we got room. The capacity of the building, the county said 299. We're going to blow by that in no time. We can put 500 in there easily. So let's fill it up with God's people. I'm not into numbers, not at all. I used to kind of cringe when we would count salvations and stuff. And I get it. That's cool. Please, I get all that. But we just want to create a space where the bridegroom and the bride can come together. My friend Dane shared something with me that has become a fork in the road for my life. And if I can get through this without tearful, it'll be awesome. But he told me about the friend of the bridegroom. And if I haven't shared this, this is the heart and soul of this ranch, of this ministry, and of Refuge Down Below. The friend of the bridegroom would create a space, whatever that was, for the bride and the bridegroom to come together. In other words, the best man or whoever that was, his job was to create a space of intimacy for the bride and the bridegroom to come together, physically, spiritually, mentally, all those things, whatever that was, and then for the friend of the bridegroom to back away. It is not our place to be seen. It is our place, and it is my heart, that that place will be a place where you, the church, you, the body of Christ, can come in intimacy with the bridegroom and not see anything up here. All you see is Jesus. That's our heart, and that's what matters to us. And that has changed my life, my friend, as you shared that, is that my sole purpose, Kim and I have talked about it and prayed about it 1,000 times, and we'll pray about it 10,000 more. It's not about us. It's about him. And this group of people up here, it is not about us. We're just here worshiping Jesus and hopefully creating a space where you can meet the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen? One of the things that's a value for just for Refuge, just so you know, is that we want our families together. And it's going to get messy, and I understand all that, and I love that. But one of the fondest memories I have of my father was watching him cry in church and watching him worship and watching snot come out of his nose as a little boy going, wow, that's really cool, you know? But we want to bring together the family. I don't want, and there's nothing wrong with kids' church and all that stuff. It's all great. But for Refuge, we're together. Because I want families together, families to sit, moms and dads to sit with their children. Number two, we won't take offering in this church, in this gathering. It's not a church, it's a gathering. If you want to give, amen, praise God. There'll be a place for you to do that. But in that room that you're going to see in May, that's a set-apart place. There's no money changing that's going to happen in there because that's God's place. It's his house. And there are those that have been asking, where can we give? We'll provide that. There'll be a way to do that, and we love that, and we're so grateful. But when we come into that room, this is a sanctified place that just is for worshiping Jesus and him alone. The building will not be rented out. It will not, just so you know, because people are already calling, hey, can we do this? Nope. I don't mean that selfishly. But that place is set apart for you and for our Jesus, for us to go and worship him and worship him alone. The purpose that we're gathering, and now it's just once a month, but it'll be more, is to bring together the body of Christ and just celebrate Jesus. That's what we're for. Number three, I'm not the pastor. Every man in this room is the pastor. Fathers, husbands, boyfriends, uncles, grandfathers, growing up, young men, my heart and passion is to hopefully share Jesus with you so that you'll become the pastors of your family, the pastors of your relationship, the pastors of your home, the pastors at school. When you walk in the room, at work, at school, wherever, that the temperature in the room would change because Jesus has walked in the room with you. Amen? So you won't see a sign that says Pastor Troy. All you're going to see is Putz Troy. Or whatever, because that's our job, is to equip the men to become the leaders that God has called us to be. Submitting to him, the picture I have, and I'm going to have Vanessa hopefully paint for us, is the picture of a man with his arm reaching high, with his hand locked into the hand of that carpenter. And it wasn't a wimpy hand, it's a good hand. Locked into the arm of his Jesus, with the storms raging, with his chin set to the wind, his chest into the wind, not in arrogance or pride, but in the authority of Jesus Christ, and his family is tucked in behind him. You don't get to my family until you get through me. The enemy, this far, no further, because you bring it here, because I'm trusting him, and he's my God. Amen?
You've been listening to Troy Meter, Chief Executive Officer and Co-Founder of Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch. We invite you to learn more about the ranch at crystalpeaksyouthranch.org. Check out the videos, listen to more podcasts, learn how to volunteer, or make a tax-deductible donation. crystalpeaksyouthranch.org. I'm Brent Anderson. Join us again as we take you out to Crystal Peaks, the ranch of rescued dreams.